This morning, reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 9, wrong book, Chapter 9, text 65 and 66. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So the word meanings for text number 65, Tripathi Aishya, coming to Tripathi, Kaila Sri Rama Darshana, visited the temple of Ramachandra, Raju Nata Age, before Lord Ramachandra. Kaila did the Nama obeisances, Stavana offering prayers. Tripathi Aishya Kaila Sri Rama Darshana. Raghunatha Age Kaila Pranama Stavana. Tripathi Aishya Kaila Sri Rama Darshana. Raghunatha Adi Kaila Pranama Stavana. Tripathi Aishya Kaila Sri Rama Darshana. Raghunatha Adi Kaila Pranama Stavana. Translation. After arriving at Tripathi, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Ramachandra. He offered his prayers and obeisances before Ramachandra, the king, the descendant of King Raghu. Text 66. Rapabhavi loka sabara karana vishmaya hana nishinhe aila prabhu bhaya. Translation, everywhere Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, his influence astonished everyone. He arrived next at the temple of Pana Nrisimha, the Lord is so merciful. Report by Srila Prabhupada. This Pana Nrisimha, or Panakala Narasimha, is located in the district of Krishna in the hills known as Mangalagiri, about 7 miles from a city known as Vijayawada. Is that Vijayawada? A different thing. One must climb 600 steps to reach the temple. It is said that when the Lord is offered food with syrup here, he does not take more than half. Within this temple is a conch shell presented by the late king of Tanjore, and it is said that this shell was used by Lord Krishna himself. During the month of March, a great fair takes place in this temple. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshari Nilipam Yena Tasmaya Shri Guruve Namaha. So because today is the appearance day of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, we will be doing some reading on the pastimes of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. But just prior to that, a few comments about these two verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Many focusing on one word here, which is in the second verse that we read, Vishmaya, astonishment. Lord Chaitanya, he astonished everyone when he traveled throughout South India. Yesterday, Nagaraj Prabhu was speaking about Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan, he quoted the famous verse, we know that the Lord has six opulences, and another verse which directly uses the word Bhagavan in the text. So these things, these opulences, as they're known, are things by which great influence is exerted on everyone who comes in contact with them. No one can come in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead without being astonished, without being influenced. That's just a fact based on the potency that the Lord possesses. Everything about him. Just imagine Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his tour of South India. He was walking everywhere. But how did he walk? Did he walk like an ordinary man? Or did when he walked and when people saw him, were they not completely astonished? We get descriptions, actually, in the scriptures of how Lord Krishna walks, what it looks like. What does it look like when Lord Krishna walks? Anybody? A baby elephant. That baby elephant is directly in relation to Lord Ramachandra, because his pastimes are like those of a baby elephant, as it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, but an elephant walking, very deliberate and majestic. His countenance, the Lord's countenance, is also indicative that he possesses all these opulences when he walks. Even as a sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India as a sannyasi. Yet, he was not a personality to be neglected by anyone just because his opulences are natural. He didn't have to display them. They're naturally part of his appearance. And these things influence us very greatly. His beauty, his strength, his fame, his knowledge, his renunciation. These things are that by which we become astonished when we come in contact with him. But he's so astonishing that once having experienced his opulences, one cannot, as I said, help but be influenced. We know in the description in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that describes there that when the Lord would be traveling through South India, he would come to a village, and the people there would see him, and they would become astonished. But that astonishment didn't end there. They would go back to their villages, and just because they had become influenced by the Lord's opulences, his astonishing person, when people saw them, they also became full of love of Godhead, just because they had become in contact with the Lord and been influenced by him. When others came in contact with them, they became astonished. This is the influence of the Lord. This is his influence as Bhagavan. It goes beyond just the personal audience of the Lord. Indeed, it goes as far as, and this is not the limit by any means, but it goes as far as descriptions of the Lord carrying the same potency as the Lord himself. If this wasn't a fact, why are we now some 500 plus years removed from the personal presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, reading about and finding his activities so attractive that we come to hear them daily? Because these activities or descriptions of the Lord's activities carry the same potency as the Lord. They're not different in that regard. They're equally as astonishing. And so, not just the Lord's activities, but his devotees' activities also. They also carry this opulence or the potency of the Lord's person, his being. And so therefore we relish the lives of the devotees as well. Someone was mentioned to me recently that they thought that it would be a good idea if someone starts doing biographies of Prabhupada's disciples and the devotees that we interact with, we still have the fortune to interact with in this lifetime. Because these aren't ordinary persons, and hearing, we experience actually when we go to some festival or something and we hear from those that were personal servants of Srila Prabhupada, hear about Prabhupada from them, or we hear about the preaching in the early days. Kuti came back from Vrindavan, 40th anniversary celebration a few weeks ago. She was describing how those devotees that were there in the early days in Vrindavan, the different austerities they went through. And of course, you've heard the same thing in Bombay, when they were on the Juhu land. Tremendous austerities all these devotees did. They're purifying the here of the sacrifice that these devotees made. That purifies us, our own God brothers and God sisters. They also carry this potency of the opulences of the Supreme Lord. And when we hear about their activities, we're astonished. You heard that story she told about how they had to go into the stool pit to push the cow out? You must have heard it, she said. Okuti, when she came back. Well, Okuti was relating the story from somebody who told in Vrindavan that was there in the early days, how their sanitation system was such that there was a drainage area, and one day a cow got in that drainage area and they were trying to get the cow out. And they couldn't get the cow out in any way, rope or pulling, so they had to get in to the stool pit to push out the cow, because not only take the cow was on the Krishna Balaram land, and to have such an inauspicious thing of a cow dying in a stool pit, but that that was a worse consequence than the devotees having to make such an austere sacrifice themselves. So these stories of the devotees that they sacrifice in so many ways carry the potency of the Lord, this astonishing influence. And they can actually convince us. The proof is they can convince us, oh, gee, what am I doing? I should surrender more. These devotees are so surrendered to Srila Prabhupada's desires to try to please him in any way. So these things carry the potency of the histories of the great devotees, the history of the Lord himself. And that potency is to purify our hearts, to make us more surrendered to Krishna, more dedicated to serving Srila Prabhupada, and pushing forward his mission. That's what purification means, and that's the effect of the astonishing activities of the Lord. And this is summed up in the last sentence of the second verse we read today. The Lord is so merciful. Prabhu Dayamaya, the most merciful, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this regard, today I wanted to read some of the pastimes of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, very dear associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by hearing these things, we can purify our hearts. This is the purpose of holy days like this, to glorify the Lord and his devotees. And that glorification doesn't have to be elaborate, fancy, unique anyway, simply by hearing, giving oral reception to these pastimes. We glorify the Lord and purify our hearts. So, Gadadhar Pandit. In this description that I'm going to be reading, there is reference to different Vaishnava literature. But as we go through, the source of this is our god brother, Srinanda Nandana, who put together this short biography, Gadadhar Pandit. From the time that he was a boy, Gadadhar Pandit was always in the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gadadhar Pandit's father's name was Sri Madhava Mishra. His mother's name was Sri Ratnavati Devi. They lived close to the house of Jagannath Mishra in Mayapur. Sri Ratnavati Devi looked upon Sachi Devi as if Sachi Devi were her big sister. The two of them were always spending time with each other. At the time of his childhood pastimes, Gohari used to play often with Gadadhar Pandit. They both went to the village school together to study. Gadadhar Pandit was a year younger than Gohari. Gadadhar had so much affection for Gohari that he did not leave his company even for a moment. In the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, it is explained by Kavi Kanapur that in Braja Leela, Sri Gadadhar Pandit was the daughter of Vishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. This is confirmed in the notebooks of Sri Damara, as well as in the songs of Sri Vasudev Ghosh of Thakur. According to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, quote, no one can describe the characteristics and ecstatic love of Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, another name for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gadadhar Prananayaka, the life and soul of Gadadhar Pandit. No one can say how merciful the Lord is to Gadadhar Pandit. The people know the Lord as Gadadhara Gaura, the Lord Gauranga of Gadadhar Pandit. The Chaitanya Bhagavat records that when Ishwarapurti stayed in Navadvipa, Mayapur, He lived at the house of Sita Gopinathacharya for a few months. From his early childhood, at that time, Ishvarapuri was very affectionate toward Garadhar and tutored him from his book, Krishna Leelamrita. From his early childhood, Garadhar Pandit was very serious and self-composed. He was peaceful, renounced, and fond of solitude. On the other hand, in his childhood, Gaurasundar appeared to be very fickle, unsteady, and whimsical. When they were studying in school, he would disturb Garadhar with whimsical questions whose sophistry was meant to baffle Garadhar. Garadhar didn't like this, and it disturbed his mind and studies. As a result, he was forced to keep Gaurahari at a distance. But he couldn't bear to keep aloof from the Lord. This posed a great dilemma for Garadhar. The Lord said, "Garadhar, soon I shall become a great Vaishnava, and even Brahma and Shiva will come to me and bow down." Sri Garadhar Pandit was especially affectionate toward Mukunda Dutt. Whenever sadhus or sannyasis would come to Navadvipa from somewhere, Mukunda Dutt would tell Garadhar, and together they would go and visit that holy man. One time, from Chattagram, Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Navadvipa. I was just listening this morning to a lecture on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and it was described there that prior to his descent into this world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent various representatives with him. And I was surprised, of course I had gotten this biography and I was reading it, so I had the name of Pundarik Vidyanidhi on my mind, but I was surprised to hear that on the list of those that Lord Chaitanya sent ahead of him to inaugurate his Sankirtan movement, one of them was Pundarik Vidyanidhi. I was surprised his name was. It was Ishvarapuri was on that list, Madhavendra Puri, but Pundarik Vidyanidhi was also on that list. It was a bit of a surprise to me. Let's see where we were here. One time from Chattagram, Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Navadvipa. At that time, Mukunda Dutt intimated to Garadhar that there was a great Vaishnava worth seeing and suggested they go visit him. With great jubilation at the prospect of seeing a Vaishnava, Garadhar Pandit went to visit Pundarik Vidyanidhi with Mukunda Dutt. When Garadhar came before Pundarik, he saw that he appeared to be a great materialist. His faith was somewhat damaged upon seeing this. He said to himself, if he is a Vaishnava, why does he appear to be such a materialist? Can anybody say some of the things that made him think he was a materialist when he saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi living there? That very beautiful furniture, yes. Yeah. Silk sheets and everything like that. He was chewing pan. He was combing his hair, wasn't he? His oiled hair. And he was looking at himself in the mirror, right? All things you might not expect when you see a Vaishnava. We might not expect so many things when you see each other also, but it doesn't mean that we're not Vaishnavas. You are not Vaishnavas. So anyway, this is how Garadhar Pandit was thinking. If he is a Vaishnava, why does he appear to be such a materialist? Mukunda Dutt, knowing the mind of Garadhar, sweetly sang a verse about Krishna Leela. What verse did he sing about Krishna Leela? Does anybody know? Yes. Yes. It begins a whole bhakti. And Mukunda Dutt had known Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and by sweetly chanting this verse, he awakened his inner consciousness. Hearing Mukunda Dutt singing this verse about Krishna Leela from Srimad Bhagavatam, he began crying, "Krishna, Krishna," and weeping again and again. The Chaitanya Bhagavat says that the flowing tears from his eyes was as if the Ganges had descended. Finally, he fell up on the ground, and after rolling back and forth for some time, lost consciousness. Upon seeing this, Gadadhar Pandit felt great remorse in his mind. He began to reconsider his attitude toward Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He thought, I thought that this great devotee, this Mahabhagavata, was an ordinary sense enjoyer. I have committed a great offense. However, if I accept initiation from him, I may become free from this offense. I see no other way. In this way, Sri Gadadhar Pandit made up his mind to take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. When Pundarik returned to his external consciousness, Mukundadutt introduced Gadadhar Pandit to him. Hearing from Mukundadutt about the character of Gadadhar Pandit, Pundarik was delighted. When he heard of Gadadhar's desire to become his disciple, he was pleased. He smiled, saying, I consider myself very fortunate. Only after many, many births does one get a disciple like this. Soon after this, on an auspicious day, Sri Gadadhar Pandit accepted mantra initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. If we commit some offense, mental offense, or even worse, physical offense against a Vaishnava, we know this is Hati Mata. The death knell for our own devotional creeper. Described by our acharyas that bhakti, the seed of bhakti, the plant of bhakti as it grows in our hearts, can be destroyed by one thing and one thing only, and that is Vaishnava aparad. Although I'm not saying that Gadadhar Pandit committed Vaishnava aparad here, but I think the lesson we can take from it is that when we interact with devotees, we shouldn't prejudge them. We are a society where there are many devotees from many different levels of Christian consciousness, and they may not always correspond with how popular they are, or what kind of position they have, or what their ashram status is. These things are all external to our factual position in relationship to Krishna. So we should be careful, and so if something is done, then we should make amends. We find that our pundit thinking like this here and instructing us, make some amends, do something to rectify your improper behavior. That is the way of Vaishnava. So Gadadhar Pandit took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and he gave us this lesson to follow. So continuing, there are many parts of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. One in Navadvip, prior to taking sannyas, and then after that in Puri, Jagannath Puri. So Gadadhar Pandit was a prominent devotee in both places. In the Navadvip pastimes, childhood pastimes, youth pastimes in Navadvip, and also after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Gadadhar Pandit, Prabhu also went to Jagannath Puri. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya Dham, he began his manifestation of Krishna Prema. At Gaya, he performed his pastimes of taking shelter of Ishwara Puri. Once he returned home, he began a new life. Day and night, he would float in the ocean of Krishna Prema. Seeing Mahaprabhu's wonderful tears of ecstasy in Krishna Prema, Gadadhar found himself almost also overwhelmed with ecstasy. He too cried with joy in the divine love of Krishna. From then on, Gadadhar Pandit found it difficult to give up the Lord's association even for an hour. One day, Gadadhar brought Mahaprabhu some tambula. When he arrived at the house of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was deeply absorbed in a mood of separation from Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, "Gadadhar, where is Shyam Sundar? Where is that Lord of Vrindavan who is dressed in yellow cloth?" Saying this, the Lord began to weep. Gadadhar was stunned and could not understand what answer to give. With great reverence, he humbly submitted, "Krishna is in your heart." Upon hearing this, Mahaprabhu began tearing at his chest, but Gadadhar quickly restrained his hands from doing any damage. The Lord said, "Gadadhar, let go of my hands. If I cannot see Krishna, I will not be able to maintain my life." Gadadhar said, "If you just remain patient, Krishna will surely reveal himself. He will surely come here before long." With this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pacified. Seeing these pastimes of Gaur Gadadhar from a little distance, Sachi Mata thought to herself with great satisfaction, "This boy Gadadhar is very intelligent. I need not fear for Gadadhar's sake, and for Gauri's sake," Sachi Mata said. "Gadadhar, you must always be by the side of my son Gauri. In this way, I shall not have to worry." One day in the house of Suklambar Brahmachari, the Lord was to speak something about Krishna. Hearing this, Gadadhar went to the house of Suklambar Brahmachari and took his seat within the house. Outside on the veranda, the Lord began to speak. As the Lord spoke, he became overwhelmed with ecstasy and went into a rasika trance. All the devotees surrounding him also began to swim in the waves of prema. In this way, for some time, everyone tasted prema rasa. Gadadhar's prema could not have been more intense. Lowering his head, he began loudly weeping again and again with tears of ecstasy. Hearing Gadadhar's pitiful tears, Mahaprabhu said, "Who is within the house who is weeping so intensely?" Suklambar Brahmachari said, "It is your Gadadhar." The Lord said, "Gadadhar, you are the most fortunate. From your early childhood, you have been a determined devotee of Krishna. My own birth was useless. Because of all my sinful karma, I could not attain Krishna." Saying this, the Lord embraced Gadadhar in great ecstatic love. When the Lord was performing his Navadvip Leela, his chief assistant was Gadadhar. They who lived in Vrindavan are Radha Krishna. As Radha Krishna take the form of Gaur Gadadhar in these pastimes of Navadvip on the banks of the Ganges. And those who in Vrindavan are gopas and gopis take part in the pastimes of the Lord in Navadvip by performing kirtan. One day the Lord was wandering by the bank of the Ganges when he came upon a small forest grove and sat down. Gradually he became absorbed in remembering the Vrindavan pastimes. Mukunda Dutt began sweetly singing in the songs in the Purva Raga. Gadadhar, after gathering flowers in the forest, decorated the Lord's neck with a garland. Just as formerly in Vrindavan, Sri Radha used to decorate Lord Krishna in the same way Gadadhar decorated the holy form of Lord Gauranga. Some sang a sweet song, some performed a beautiful dance. At length, Gauranga sat Gadadhar down on the root of a tree which served as a raised platform. Sri Advaita Prabhu performed the arati to the two of them. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was seated on the left of them. Sivas Prabhu was taking flowers and decorating them. Naradi was waving the chamara. Suklambar was offering chanda. Naradi Gupta was singing glories of the Lord. Madhava, Vasudev, Purushottam, Vijaya, and Mukunda, as well as all others, sang different songs in various ragas. In this way, the Lord finishes his Nariya Lila. He performed his Sannyasa Lila and left his mother and his country and went to live in Jagannath Puri. At that time, Gadadhar Pandit followed him and also went to Jagannath Puri to live. There, Gadadhar Pandit engaged himself in the service of Sri Gopinath, the Sri Gopinath deity. At that time, the Lord would regularly go and visit his dear Gadadhar to float in the waves of rasa by discussing Krishna. When the Lord made his pilgrimage to Vrindavan, he forbade Gadadhar Pandit to go with him. At that time, his separation knew no bounds. Radha Pandit used to teach Srimad Bhagavatam class. His eternal companion, Sri Gaurasundar, used to sit and hear from him. Sri Radha Pandit's discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam was like an ocean of nectar. After the 48 years of his of the Lord's manifest pastime were over, he disappeared into the Gopinath beauty of Radha Pandit. This is recorded in Bhakti Ratnakara. So every day the Lord used to go to the Gopinath temple and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. There's actually a picture of this, a drawing of this. Have you seen that drawing? Gadadhar Pandit sitting with the Bhagavatam. I think Mahapratyaparudra is laying, giving obeisances there. Does anybody recall that? It's not a picture, obviously, it's a drawing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, and they're all hearing Srimad Bhagavatam together. So just before I read the final here, I'd just like to ask anybody if they have any pastimes or something they'd like to add and say about the Radha Pandit. Yes, what have I got? Anything?
I don't know the exact reference, but I know in Mahamudi Swami's book on the Holy Name, he cited how all of the members of the Panchakatva are particular ashrayas.
Particularly?
Ashraya, the shelter, the particular item that people want to do. And Radhar Pandit is Bhava. The other Lord Chaitanya is Rasa Ashraya. Mr. Nandakuru is Prema Ashraya. Vaita Acharya is Panchara Kriti Vidhi Ashraya. And Shivash is Sudha Nam
Ashraya. Thank you. Anybody else have some contribution? Yes.
Hare Krishna. I say something about the Parbat, Mangalgiri and Nishinadev.
Yes.
The temple still exists, it's a very beautiful temple. And in South India, in summer, it's very hot. It's like Fahrenheit will be 150, 160 degrees. And Lord Nishinadev, they offer the particular drink called Panagam, which is made out of jaggery and ginger mixed together, and that when you drink that, very cools the system. So all the devotee goes to see Lord Nishingadev, they offer panagam, another drink. And according to your capacity, if you are very rich, you bring a big quantity of panagam, and they will offer directly to Lord Nishingadev's mouth. And you, when you get half goes in, then you hear some noise, and then you cannot pour anymore. So that the rest of the half, the second half is the Mahaprasadam, you bring home and distribute. And right after the person, next person in the line, if he has a small cup, will get exactly half will go in and half will remain. So, you know, some, you know, Gnostic people, the Mayavadis, they think, oh, there's maybe some remote control or some sensor somewhere that you go half and immediately turn the switch on them. They try that, there's nothing. It is not missing a bit. It's a very, very special temple.
Missing the Bhagavan, a key.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So let me just read this last bit about Gadadhar Pandit here. Although Gadadhar Pandit was barely 48, when the Lord departed, he quickly became old because of the intense anguish he felt in separation from his beloved Lord Gaurasundar. He couldn't stretch his arms to offer a garland to his deity. Understanding his servant's difficulty, Sri Tota Gopinath sat down to facilitate Gadadhar's loving service. To this day, Sri Tota Gopinath is the only sitting deity of Krishna. So you can go and see that deity. I had the fortune to have darshan of Tota Gopinath sitting like that. And if you ask the pujari, he'll move the cloth, and there's some small mark where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the deity. That's where he left this world, Tota Gopinath, cared for by Sri Gadadhar Pandit. Shri Gadadhar Pandit ki jai. Gaur Premanand, hey.